Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Schuster, S-H-U-S-T-E-R. Kathleen Schuster is a 55-year-old woman who reports she injured her left shoulder at work on 9/23/21, Paratrooper Bays. This was due to driving the bus and all related activities such as lifting groceries. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She later was diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear for which she underwent surgery on 2/2/22. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. General appearance, she volunteered that she does suffer from cerebral palsy. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, she alleges she was picking up a case of water on 9/23/21, resulting in injuries to the left biceps and shoulder. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at urgent care on 9/29/21. Period. She was diagnosed with left shoulder strain and initiated on activity modification, ice, and anti-inflammatories. Period. She was to follow up with orthopedics in 1 week. Period. She returned here on 9/30/21. And was released from their care at maximum medical improvement with no residual disability. Period. In paragraph, she was seen orthopedically on 10/12/21 by Dr. Brad Bernardini. Period. He placed her on activity modifications and referred her for physical therapy. Period. This was for rotator cuff and scapular strengthening for diagnosis of internal derangement of the left shoulder. Period. She followed up here and remained symptomatic. Period. MRI of the left shoulder was done on 10/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 2/2/22, Dr. Bernardini performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up post-operatively with Dr. Bernardini through 8/23/22. At that time, exam found active elevation 170 degrees with mild scapular compensation. Period, she has 5/5 strength, and supraspinatus testing was negative. Period, speed and O'Brien's negative cross-body bear hug test, and otherwise unremarkable exam. Period, her contralateral shoulder is notably deficient with regard to active motion. Period, she does show evidence of significant scapular compensation and has a history of rotator cuff repair, comma, potentially a bone cyst, debridement, and grafting. But he did not have specific details regarding this right shoulder surgery. Period. She was already working full duty and doing well, so he cleared her to continue in that capacity at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Read the left hand fingers were primarily fixed in extension consistent with what she described as spasm of her fingers from the cerebral palsy. Read this particularly affected her left thumb, which stayed flexed. Period. Motion of the fingers on the right, as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There were healed portal scars about both shoulders. Period. Manual muscle testing could not be assessed for left pinch grasp. Period. She had decreased fine and gross hand manipulation on the left. That was intact on the right. Period. Left shoulder external rotation strength was 5/-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Cervical right rotation was to 65 degrees, but was otherwise full. The rest of that is normal, and the thoracic is normal. Impressions on 9/23/21. Kathleen Schuster injured her left shoulder while lifting a case of water. This was part of her job tests. in her position driving a bus. Period. She was seen at urgent care several days later and promptly was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bernardini. Period. She had an MRI of the left shoulder on 10/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. He performed surgery on 2/2/22 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively and had a good exam. Period. As of 8/23/22, she was discharged to continue working full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be full range of motion of both shoulders without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There are abnormalities in the fingers of the left hand consistent with her underlying cerebral palsy. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder and arm were negative. Period. There was full range of motion. Scratch that. There was virtually full range of motion about the cervical and thoracic spines. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left arm or biceps. Period. There was 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And that is the end.